Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox, together with the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. This is an email from Stacy.
Hi, Ben and Nathan. I've been studying the LSAT on and off for about 2 years now. I work a very stressful full-time job, so unfortunately, I haven't been able to devote enough time to studying as I wish to. That said, I have still been able to improve on my weak areas, such as reading comprehension and necessary assumption questions on the logical reasoning. However, when it comes to weekend questions, I seem to get stuck. I'm really good at strengthen questions, by the way. English is not my native language. I was born and raised in China. My native language is Mandarin Chinese. But I don't think that's the issue at all. I've listened to your advice on LSAT Demon. For example, the correct answer for strengthen slash weaken questions tends to be strong. Answer choice strength, Stacy, is never the first thing to be thinking about. You need to be looking on a weakened question. You need to be looking for the one that hurts the argument. What's a bad fact for them? And the correct answer might only weaken the argument a little bit, or it might weaken the argument a lot. Hopefully you find one that weakens the argument a lot. But just because it's a strongly worded answer does not mean that it's going to weaken the argument at all. In fact, it could strengthen the argument. So thinking about answer choice strength is just not the first thing.
No, and the problem with that is it just gets in the way of things that are so much more important. It's like focusing on your personal statement before you've gotten your best LSAT score. You need to understand the argument. You need to understand what's wrong with it. You need to understand what the author was concluding, because at the very least, the correct answer is going to make that conclusion less likely to be true. And everything else after that is icing on the cake.
Yep. Stacy continues, for weakened questions, I can get easily distracted by the wrong answers and make a case for them. I'd really like to get better at weakened questions. Do you guys have any good suggestions for me? Thank you lots in advance. By the way, my goal is to become a human rights lawyer, helping jailed journalists and rights lawyers in China. Just know that your LSAT Demon program will indirectly help them one day when I reach my goal. Cheers, Stacy. That is awesome. Hey, Ben, we're helping freedoms around the world. You want to help Stacy with weekend questions? I have one thing that I would like to say for sure, which is that, Stacy, you should never, ever be making cases for answer choices. Not on weakened questions, not on strengthened questions, not on any other type of question. You need to expect answer choices to be wrong. A is wrong 80% of the time. So is B, so is C, so is D, so is E. There are never two correct answers. There's only ever one correct answer. So that means you need to rule out 4 out of 5 answers. If you're reading A and you're like, well, this could be correct because blah, blah, blah. And then you're reading B going, well, B could be correct because blah, blah, blah. Well, then you're absolutely doing it wrong. And that's independent of question type. I don't know why you happen to do that on weekend questions, but I do have a hypothesis, which is you're probably not good enough at attacking the arguments in the first place. You need to try to predict these answers, Stacy, not be passive and expect the answer choices to explain it to you. You need to be in attack mode and coming up with lots of ideas about how you could make this argument worse. Then hopefully in the answer choices, one of them will like jump out at you like, oh shit. Yeah. That one, either I predicted it or I predicted that type of thing. Sorry, Ben, go ahead.
No. I was just going to say, because Stacy is looking for answers that are stronger than that's probably the case that she's trying to make, right? It's like, hey, okay, well, this one looks like it could be stronger than this other one. You're focusing on totally the wrong thing.
Right. The way you don't do it, Stacy, is like, look at A, is it strong wording? Okay, that could be the answer. Look at B, is it strong wording? No. Okay, it's probably not the answer. Oh, that's all. You're already wrong. I mean, A could be strongly worded, but play for the wrong team, or be strongly worded and also irrelevant. B could be weakly worded, but could weaken the argument. And so if that's the type of sorting that you're doing on these answer choices, then yeah, you're doing it way, way wrong. Always attack the argument no matter what type of question it is. Attack the argument. Then if it's a weakened question, you might have already predicted the answer.
Yep. When it comes to attacking the argument, what you're specifically doing is you're trying to figure out why the premises, the evidence in the argument, doesn't prove the conclusion. If you think the argument makes sense, if you think the conclusion makes sense, you're missing something, because it's impossible to weaken a perfectly formed argument. There must be some weakness, and you need to identify that before you even read the question and know that you're on a weakened question.
Imagine that you're a defense attorney and the prosecution is the argument. The prosecution is trying to convict the conclusion, basically. They're trying to prove whatever their conclusion is. That's the thing that they're trying to prove in court. And you need to be able to let the premises be true. So you have to accept the record shows this and this and this. Like, I'm not going to argue about what the statute is, or I'm not going to argue about that video does exist. Right? These are facts. And you have to allow the facts to be true, but then see if you can weasel out of the conclusion somehow. Figure out a way that the conclusion doesn't have to be true. And you do this independent of the answer choices first, then go into the answer choices expecting them to be wrong. But one of them hopefully will, you know, reveal itself as, hey, if I'm a fact, then that conclusion is now suspect. And that's how you should be doing weakened questions.
Yep.
Hope that's helpful.
Yeah, thanks for writing in.
Yeah, thank you, Stacey. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.